Seed corn companies hire thousands of mostly teenagers for about 20 days each year to remove by hand the very top of the corn plant known as the tassel. The idea is to produce better yields. DuPont Pioneer has five production facilities across Iowa, including one in soil-rich Grundy County near Rhinebeck. On a very humid morning, a bus filled with workers arrives from Waterloo and is greeted by field safety technician Dale Wombold, who makes sure they're ready for the day.
We provide them with gloves, we provide them with the safety goggles, those kinds of things. We haven't required it yet, but we highly recommend that kids wear high-top shoes because these fields are very uneven out here, and there could be a chance, you know, somebody could twist an ankle or something like that.
The minimum age to detassel is 14, but many crew leaders who started as teens are now in their 50s and 60s. Don Sullivan teaches 8th grade science during the school year in Waterloo, and this is his 39th year.
Well, actually, my job starts the night before when I go through my spreadsheet and see who's going to work tomorrow. And then I organize them into groups so that when we hit the field, we're not just a mad mob. There's some kind of organization we get here so we don't waste a lot of time.
Sullivan says he's seen numerous changes over the years.
When I first started, there were not a lot of big contractors. You had little contractors out doing small acres. And then gradually over time, it grew to be bigger and bigger contractors, hiring more and more workers. And then a lot of things changed in the sense of providing transportation for us. Everybody rides the bus. And then more recently, the emphasis on taking care of the workers.
Detasseling is hard work. The fields are often wet with dew in the morning. It gets stifling hot in the afternoon. There's a chance you'll be bitten by bugs or get sunburned. Safety technician Wombold says they try to make conditions as comfortable as possible.
Very rarely do we have anybody out past, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We got them out of the fields so that they were safe.
Wombold compares the task at hand to having a well-organized sports team.
They always put the rookies on one side, the veterans to the other side. So when the rookies are over here, they have somebody who will walk behind them and help them along, make sure, hey, you missed a tassel here. Oh, you got one up ahead here, looking for that. It's a learning process, but if they keep coming back year after year, then they become more veterans and doing a much better job.
One of the veterans is 21-year-old Mackenzie McLaughlin, who's back for her 7th season. She says in spite of detasseling's less than stellar reputation, the financial reward is what keeps her coming back.
It's a lot of walking. It is really hard on your body, but even though I wake up really early, I'm done before most of them even go to work. I have the rest of my day, and it really does make you appreciate every other job that you do.
The importance of doing the job right can mean thousands of dollars for the seed corn companies and eventually for the farmers who buy it. A recent study by Iowa State University found that the seed alone costs nearly $109 an acre, and that doesn't include fuel or fertilizer. Rhinebeck Production Facility Manager Colby Entrekin says even with advanced technology available in other agriculture sectors, using people face-to-face with a corn stalk is still the best method.
That's exactly the reason why we got to pull the tassels. We've got to make sure we don't have any outcrosses or impurities at that point in time, and that's the key point there. And it takes the human hand and our detasseling crews to get that accomplished for us.
Entrekin says the crews have, for the most part, been able to rearrange schedules to allow for some of the workers who need to leave early for camps or head back to school. He expects the work will wrap up in mid-August. In a cornfield near Rhinebeck, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.